are listening to Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Higher Edutainment with host Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Welcome to the Higher Edutainment podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. The topic of this episode is, what is public policy? Do we really need public administration? Do we really need public policy? What would life be like without public administration? What would life be like without public policy? Why do public administration and public policy exist? Short and simple answer, because government exists. Within all governmental structures, whether they be democratic or totalitarian alike, there is a need to carry out the real world work of government. Why does government itself exist? Well, the simple answer is that if people were angels, there would be no need for government. Government essentially protects human beings from themselves by large order. The reason for the existence of government, and hence the existence of the public administration, is eloquently and succinctly summed up by the eminent American founding father and statesman Thomas Jefferson. Quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all human souls are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among human souls, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." United States Declaration of Independence. Governments exist to secure the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for the citizenry. Therefore, in theory, the public administration also exists to secure the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for the citizenry. Yet throughout the years, many politicians from both sides of the aisle have scapegoated public administrators, sometimes quite brutally, for the shortcomings of the nation. With the aforementioned stated, let us move on to the definition of public policy. Public policy can broadly be defined as the laws, the plans, the actions, the behaviors of government. Plans and methods of action that govern our society. A system of laws, courses of action, and priorities directing governmental action. Public administration is the administrative apparatus executing these public policies set by the executive, legislative, and even the judicial branches of the American federalist system of both government and governance. State and even local governmental systems are under attack. Keep this in mind as you contemplate what public administration and public policy are, and perhaps more importantly, what they are not. The Federal Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, does not pass federal legislation. ICE enforces legislation passed by Congress. Often you will hear politicians from both sides of the aisle attacking public administrative agencies as scapegoats in lieu of doing the much more arduous work of actually legislating forward. Thank you for listening to Higher Edutainment. I am your host, Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Godspeed.
Thank you for listening to Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Higher Edutainment with host Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast.